horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Hurry,
big fellow! I'm Silver! Hurry! As usual on Saturday night, the Longhorn Cafe in Clanton, Texas was crowded. The usual cowpokes, cattlemen, and gamblers were laughing and talking in their usual way. Also, as usual, old Sam Todd braced himself against one end of the bar and called to the barkeep.
Hey, barkeep, stir up.
I'm busy, Sam.
Why, Joe, you're not too busy. Oh, stir up. You know me, Joe.
Sure, and that's why I ain't serving you anymore. You've had enough, Sam.
Enough? Joe, how can you say that? How can you say I've had enough when he's still inside that bottle, begging and pleading to come out?
Who's in the bottle?
The devil. Old Beelzebub himself. He's starting to tingle them silver bells. If we don't pull that cork and let him out, he'll begin to play music. Real devil music. Any
devil's music? Sam, go home and sleep.
I can't. I just know what'll happen if we don't let the devil out of that bottle.
All right, suppose you tell me. What'll happen?
Joe, have you ever been in the canyon this side of Mount Borney when a storm is coming up?
I don't know. I've been in the canyon lots of times.
First thing you hear is the wind, kind of whispering through the pine trees up near Timberline. Then the whisper becomes a tinkle, like millions of little bells. That's the way the devil always starts his music.
I thought you said the devil was in the bottle.
He is. He can't ride a big black horse down the mountain every night, can he?
Why, you loco old coyote.
It's the truth, Joe. Let me prove it. Let me pull that cork and prove it.
Well, I suppose...
Here. Now listen. When I pull the cork and start to fill this glass... Yeah. Hear that?
Can't hear it.
He's coming out, Joe. Hear that music? He's mounting his big black horse. He's digging in the spurs. Look, Joe. Here he comes. That's thunder and lightning all around him. Devil's music, that's what it is. The old Beelzebub is really sweating.
Give me that bottle.
Oh, you. Joe, you shouldn't have done that.
Crazy old critter. Cooking up a fairy tale like that so as you can pour yourself a drink.
Joe.
Well, you can't have it, see? There's Matt Kennedy, the sheriff, standing over there. If you don't get out pronto, we'll call Matt.
All right, all right. Maybe a gent can still play poker.
Matt! Oh, Matt!
What do you want, Joe?
I want to tell you...
Say, who's that red-headed Jasper you were just talking to?
Well, he's ready. I don't know. Some cowpoke, I guess.
My mistake. I thought he looked like one of the Keller bunch. You know, them owl hoots were operating around here last year.
Killer gang's going up north. Is that what you called me over here for?
No, I just wanted to tell you that Sam Todd's high again. Worse than high, he's crazy.
Oh, that old coot. Sam Todd, listen to me.
Hello, Dad. Sorry I'm late.
Evening, Sheriff. What's the matter, trouble?
Not yet, but there might be. The old man's sprees are getting too regular, Jeff. Folks don't like it. The next time this happens, he's going to jail.
I understand, Sheriff. Sorry I wasn't here to... Come on, Dad. I've got the rig outside. Let's go home.
Jeff, son, it wasn't my fault. Honest, it wasn't. I was just... Well, when the devil starts...
I know, Dad. Here, we'll head for home.
Jeff, I...
Can you handle him, Jeff?
Yeah, I...
Oh. Me help. You hold him that side. Time to hold him here.
Thanks, Angel.
Now, listen. I can walk just as well as you can.
No, you can't, Dad. Come on, Injun. We'll head for the front door. Here's the buggy. Can you help me lift him into the seat?
Me help.
Mighty nice of you to help Dad and me. What's your name, Injun?
Me, Tonto. You get home all right now?
Oh, sure. Driving in the night air between here and the ranch will make Dad feel a lot better.
That's good. Me go now.
Wait, Tonto. I want to...
Get him up. Come. Hold, Scout. Hold, Tonto. Hold.
Tonto, I expect you to be back soon. Have any trouble?
No trouble. Old fella, Sam Todd. Plenty drunk in saloon. Me help young fella put it...
Oh, yes, I remember now. The young boy must have been his son. I'm glad you helped him, Tonto.
Oh.
I've heard that Todd's had quite a bit of trouble in the last few years, trying to stay away from liquor.
Him talk about devil make music in bottle.
I'm afraid the only music Sam gets out of a bottle is a discord in his head. Well, how about Red Keller, Tonto? You'll find out what he does.
Me trail Red Keller into Longhorn Saloon. Watch him talk long time with Lawman.
Lawman? You mean the sheriff, Matt Kennedy?
That's
strange. Apparently, Matt didn't recognize him. I wonder what for.
Well, what we do, Kemosabe?
We've trailed the Keller gang down here from Colorado. They're here for no good, that's certain.
That right?
The law can't arrest them on suspicion. We know where their hideout is, up near Old Baldy Mountain. So we'll just keep a close watch, Tonto, and be ready to move fast.
Come on, Silver.
Hit him up. Come.
Don't you think you'd better turn in now, Dad? Good night's sleep will do you.
Maybe so. You turning in, too?
Well, not right away. You see, this is Saturday night.
Why, Juniper, I should have guessed it when I saw you all slicked up in that store suit. Going sparking. Going to see a girl, eh? Grace Kennedy.
Well,
go right ahead, son. Grace is a mighty fine girl. In some ways, she kind of reminds me of your ma when she was that age.
I think so.
Well, then get out of here and let your old pa go to sleep.
You'll be all right, won't you, Dad? I mean... You won't drink anymore.
No. I'm never going to touch another drop of that filthy stuff. If I live to be 112, old Beelzebub can stay in that bottle for all of me.
Good.
I'll be home early, Dad.
Go on, get your cording done. Guess you might as well hit the hay. Ain't nothing else to... Nightcap? No, I told Jeff I wouldn't. But I did stash a bottle back in the stove about a week ago. One of them's still there. Won't do any harm just to look.
Yeah? Yeah, she is. Wonder if old Beelzebub is all tuned up inside there. With that devil music. And this black horse. Maybe if I open the cork just a mite.
All right, you no good ornery critter. Let's ride.
In the meantime, in a ramshackle cabin hideout near Mount Baldy, Red Keller reported to his brother and their outlaw friend.
Yeah, it's all set, Deke. I talked to Kennedy, the badge tutor. He'll be out of the way.
Good. Where is the bank in this cow town?
Right on the main street. I was in there yesterday looking it over. Blowing that tin box they call a safe will be like cracking a can of sardines.
That's up to you, Pete. Red will go in with you. Me and the rest of the boys will start some fireworks down by the saloon.
Yeah.
You hear that, Shorty?
Thanks.
Back, Collins.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
All right. Come on, hit the leather.
There they go, Tonto, riding east toward Clanton. This may be it, City Big Fella. We'll take a shortcut and get there ahead of them. Warn the sheriff. Come on, Silver. Come on, south.
Oh. Oh, Molly.
That's funny. Kennedy Place is all dark. I wonder if she's
Jim. Going...
Grace. I was worried for a minute. Maybe you'd forgotten a date and gone to bed.
No, I've been waiting for you up there on the porch.
Come on, climb in. It's a full moon tonight. We let old Molly pick her own gate.
No, Jeff, I can't go riding tonight.
What's the matter?
Well, it... I mean, Father came home from town a few minutes ago. You know I was waiting for you, and he said... I mean, I think he's feeling out of sorts.
He told you not to go out with me. Is that right?
Oh, Jeff, it's just a mood of his. I know it will pass, and
no,
then we can...
No, I don't think so, Grace. The thing your father has against me is something that can't be changed. I wouldn't change it, even if I could.
But, Jeff, it isn't your fault. Oh, I don't know what to do.
Neither do I. It hits me kind of hard. Well, I've got to do some thinking, that's all.
Jeff, I...
Good night, Grace. Get up, Mike.
Jeff...
Oh, Silver, oh, Scott, oh, fellas, oh, most of them stopped across the street from the Longhorn Tunnel. Two men dropped out, and they're going to look, heading for the Drover's Bank. What the? It's a cover-up, Tonto. A trick to draw attention to... Quick, ride to the sheriff's office. You know where it is. Tell him what's going on. I'll try to break this up, and then I'll... Hurry, Tonto.
Get him up. Stop. Come on, Silver.
Falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Yeah. our story. Urging Silver on to greater speed and crouching low in his saddle, the Lone Ranger rode straight.
Come on, Silver. Keep it up, boy. Maybe I can stop them. Too many of them. Got to find cover. I must get behind that fence. Over, boy. Over. Good boy, Silver. Whoa, Silver, whoa. Steady, fella. Wooden fence isn't much protection. There's cover enough to put some shots where they'll do the most good. Those other two men must have blown the safe at the bank.
Pete! That's right! Him and Peter up! Come on, boys! Forget about this mask, Aubrey! Get him!
They got away with it. But as soon as I find Tonto, we'll... Tonto! Over here!
Boys, come home from the hole! Oh, Tonto! Kimosaki, me hear shots. Try to come past.
That's but... all right. Silver and I used this fence for a shield. The sheriff, did you find him?
Lawman, not in office. Me look every place, not see him. Fellas say sheriff go home. Him live on ranch.
Yes, I know, but it's strange he would go to... Fellas gang, rob the bank, do the safe, I'm sure of it.
That's right. People find it out now. Maybe they make posse and trail outlaw.
Steady, big fella. I hope so, but we've got to stay ahead of them, Toto. Keller and his gang rode east, not toward their hideouts.
We trail them.
Maybe a trick to throw off a posse. And they'll double back to Mount Baldy. Come on, Silver.
Come on, scout.
It was late the following morning when Sam Todd awoke from a troubled sleep. He remembered what Jeff had told him about Grace and Matt Kennedy. He decided to go see the sheriff.
Well, meet you having on that door, Sam. Grace is going to church, and I'm sitting over here at the end of the porch.
I came to see you about Jeff. You told Grace he wasn't to call on her anymore.
Is it any of your business when I tell my daddy?
When it concerns Jeff, it is. What's your objection to him?
You.
Me? Well, you mean because maybe I take a little one once in a while? Because the devil starts playing his music and I've got...
Since you brought this up, Sam, I'm going to tell you a few things in plain words.
But I...
Not on your account. You ain't worth bothering with. That boy of yours deserves something better than an old coot like you.
Now,
shut up. You used to be one of Clan's best citizens. That was a long time ago before your wife died. Since then, all the starch is going out of you. Now that Jeff's old enough to take care of himself, he's got to take care of you, too.
I've tried.
No, you haven't. Who does the work out at your place? Who does the cooking? Not you. Who keeps your clothes pressed and washes your shirts? Not you.
I never figured...
Jeff does. Well, he's not going to keep company with Grace. She's not going to do your washing and cooking like Jeff does. All you do is listen to that devil of yours. Play some more music. I'll get out of here before Grace comes home.
Yeah, I guess I will.
Riding toward home, Sam Todd reviewed the most important events of his life. The years on the trail as a young cowpuncher. His marriage. Buying the ranch near Clinton. The day Jeff was born. And then the loneliness after his wife died. Heard the devil's music every time he opened a bottle. Now there was between Jeff and Texas forever. He sealed the decision with a nip and headed for the canyon trail.
Well, not that way, boy. Get up.
It was several hours and many nips later. When an overhanging pine branch removed Sam Todd from the back of his horse.
Hey, watch out, boy. We're going to... Well, it's time I got off that critter's back anyway. Almost sundown. I'd better make a camp for the night. Here's the right likely looking spot. It's smack dab in front of a little cave. Nice soft-looking grass. Guess I'll rest a while. Say, did that bottle get busted when I... Nope. No, here it is. Not a scratch. Wonder... No, better not open it. That music will haunt me. Well, what if it does? Why don't you just lay back here in the grass, open that bottle, let the music play? Go ahead.
Never in Sam Todd's life had the music been as loud or his dreams as wild as this one. He even dreamed that several horses stopped in the trail nearby the cave where he was lying.
Oh, steady, boy. I think we lost the posse, Pink.
Sure, Circus East of town fooled them dumb law dogs. Ain't over a mile from our old hideout now.
Well, how about the sheriff, Matt Kennedy?
Don't worry, he'll come to the cabin. He'd better come and bring plenty of grub.
Yeah, you really got the Indian sign on him, Deke. Scared to death somebody will find out about that trouble he was in back east. Even if it was 10 years ago.
Yeah. And the dumb lawman don't know yet that the whole thing was a frame-up.
Hey, there's a storm coming up. Better head for the hideout.
Yeah.
Get up there, boy. Sam knew he was still dreaming when he heard the boom of thunder and felt the rain in his face. The devil was really riding now. Sam sat up suddenly and stared into the wet blackness of the night.
Come on, Silver! Oh, Silver! Here's a little cave tunnel. We can take shelter for a... Wait, someone here.
I thought you rode a black horse. That stallion's white. You are old Beelzebub, ain't you?
Oh, Kemosabe, we know him. This Sam Todd.
Why, of course. I didn't recognize you, Sam.
Listen, devil, you ought to know me.
I'm not the devil, Sam. Come on, let's get into this cave and out of the rain.
But ain't you... I've been dreaming about you. And them other critters that was talking about Matt Kennedy.
Kennedy? What do you mean? Tell me about it.
It was almost an hour later. The storm was over when Sam Todd finished telling everything he knew.
Sure you weren't dreaming, Sam. Todd and I have been trailing those outlaws ever since they robbed the bank in Clanton last night.
Outlaws? You mean... Well, dream or not, this whole thing's too mixed up for me.
The surprising part of it is Matt Kennedy, the sheriff. We'll take care of that later. The important thing now is for you to go back home, Sam. Forget the devil and his music. He doesn't exist in that bottle or anywhere else.
Oh, I can hear him. Every time I loosen a cork, he starts to play.
Not if you know he isn't there. The devil's a coward, Sam. He's afraid of two things.
Afraid of what?
Courage and determination. One of them you already have. It took a lot of courage to decide to leave Jeff in your home.
Do you really think I could?
Sorry. Someone come up trail. You think it lawman.
Kennedy, come on, Sam. Out. Pull up. Don't reach for it, Matt. I have you covered.
Best. So Deke and Red posted a lookout, eh?
I'm not an outlaw, nor am I helping outlaws. I'm afraid that's more than you can say, Sheriff.
Really? Sam Todd. What are you doing here?
I thought I was dreaming, Matt. Even when I heard some owl hoot critters stop here in the same trail about an hour ago and talk about a sheriff that was bringing grub to their hideout.
That's the truth, isn't it, Matt?
Really? You can see I'm not carrying grub for any sneaking outlaws. I'll admit I was going to, because Deacon Red Cheddar threatened to tell about a jam I was in a long time ago. But it changed my mind. All I'm carrying now is 6 pair of handcuffs.
I believe you're telling the truth, Sheriff.
I hope he is. I'd hate to think that the man who's keeping Jeff and Grace apart...
I was wrong about that, too, Sam. Any man who makes as many mistakes as I have, he ain't got the right to criticize somebody else.
Why, Juniper, Matt, if you can do that, I can.
That's it, Sam. All you need is determination.
I've got it.
Now we're wasting time. Call the horses, Toto.
Yes, officer. Scout.
My critter's around here someplace. Yeah, there he is.
I don't understand. If you're not an outlaw,
where are you, big fella?
I've got work to do, Sheriff. The Keller gang will just fit those handcuffs you're carrying.
Let me scout.
You mean you're going to help me round up those critters?
That's the idea. Come on, Silver.
Get up, Scout.
Peter, come on.
Less than an hour, the Keller gang's hideout was surrounded. The sheriff's first call for surrender was answered by gunfire, but it didn't last long.
Stop! Hold your fire! We're through!
Go on. Use your handcuffs, Sheriff. We'll keep them covered from here.
Thanks. I'll take care of them.
Well, Sam, this ought to prove that you weren't dreaming.
Yeah. Now that I know Matt feels different, Jeff and Grace will be... But I wonder if the devil and his music will be...
The best way to prove that is to open the bottle.
I it kind of scares me to...
Go on.
Well, I'll just pull a cork and... Well, there's no music. He's not there.
Of course he isn't. And he'll never be there as long as you remember what I told you. I'm sure the sheriff can handle those men. Come on, Toto.
Wait. Hey!
Yes?
I want to be sure he's gone. Do you think you could wing the critter on the fly?
Throw it up in the air, Sam.
You cloven-hoofed old buzzard. There! You'll never...
Sam, what was that?
Oh, nothing important. Just the last note of the devil's music. For as long as I live.
Who is he, the man who fired that shot?
The gent who helped me whip old Beelzebub. He's a Lone Ranger.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.